Early start to this meeting today from Kyneton, and we've got Warren Huntley along to preview. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Nads. And I'm on course at Kyneton doing a little bit of work for racing.com today. I can tell you the administration office is a lot more pleasant place to be than the mounting yard.
Oh, really?
Popping up already.
Is it really? Well, unbelievable. Well, fine and a good four are the conditions for racing today, but we'd obviously anticipate there is going to be an upgrade at some point. We kick the program off race one with a maiden over the 1450, and you can take out 8, 12, 13, and also the 14. The main ones in the market are number one, Olympic Lad at $6.50, two, Candescence at $2.90. Then we're looking at Murano at $4, and we've got Ashio Drift, who is also in commission at $3.90.
$14.50 start here at Kyneton. Barriers can be crucial, and I just thought Candescence will get a better run than at Geelong last start. Number two ahead of 10, Ashio Drift, who comes through a race at a lower profile meeting at Burrumbeek, but he's going well. But the previous ones were good enough to be competitive here. Stablemate to my top selection from the Ellerton Zara Camp Murano, getting close to peak fitness now. And Olympic Lad Whacked Away was safely held last start, but might be next best. 2.10.91.
Two from 10, 9 and 1. The second for Fillies and Mares, a maiden over 1,100. And in this race, there are no scratchings. We've got number 3, Here to Fox, who's odds on, 195, who's had the two placings this time in. Then we go to Blonde Choice at 260, who's first up. Madame Superior at $7.
Didn't think there should be as much between numbers 3 and 8. I do think the next two races are races with two winning chances. I'm going to go with 3, Here to Fox. Two runs back from a long spell have been good. I think the form around him hold up well. 3 ahead of 8, Blonde Choice. I liked the recent jump out to get ready to get back to the races, and the only fresh run today on debut was encouraging. 7, Uno Rubies, trialled up well without being tested in a recent jump out, and 9, Madame Superior might be next best. The debut run was solid, but 3 and 8 as the market suggests the key. 3, 8, 7, 9.
3, 8, 7, and 9. We go to race 3, take out runners 3, 6 and also the 12. We've got number 2, Lazy Bear at $9, $1.60 for Design Rouge, who's set to resume from a break for Kieran Murr and Dave Eustace. And then we're down to the first starter here, Statement Piece, who's kept very safe at $3.60.
Again, I think that's a little bit short. I wouldn't be surprised if numbers 5 and 13 get a bit closer in the market as we get closer to the race. But I'm going to go with Design Rouge. Blinkers On Here has jumped out nicely, inside draw and meriting all four runs to date. But I have liked a couple of recent jump outs of number 13, Statement Piece, as recently as last Friday, was given an easy jump out for Team Hawks. Looks to be a galloper with above average ability. Welsh Guards had one run back from a spell, and Montalbano had jumped out better than we saw on debut. Might be able to improve for Team Corson's from a good draw, but 5 and 13 the keys here. 5, 13, 10, 7.
5, 13, 10 and 7. Now to the fourth, where you can take out runners 2 and also the 8. Number 1, Arlington Way at 3. Down to Miller Macarona at 2.90. 7.50 all in sync, and Kiernan Bay is at $3.70.
Not a race I'm that keen on, Nards, but I'm going to go with 1, Arlington Way, who's building to a win and should get a nice run from the draw. Mello Macarona, perhaps ditto, but is quite limited. Well beaten last start, but ran okay. 6, Crazy Lil, and 9, All in Sync. Come through the same race last start and might appreciate getting up to this trip. 1, 3, 6, 9.
1 from 3, 6, and 9, and then we go over to race number 5. Here you can take out the 7. Number 3, Rock Harrell is at $2. 6 for Sarkozy, a moving place $4.20, and Tavasox at $6.
Relatively small fields throughout the day, not a lot of value, but I think there's a bit of value about 6, a moving place. I don't think had the best run at all last start at Moonee Valley behind Ocean X. That's a terrific form reference and still was only beaten less than a couple of lengths. So I think should be closer in the market to number 3, Rockerell, who'll be fitter for one run back from a spell. 5, Sarkozy's going well, seems to appreciate getting stepped up in distance, just has that slightly awkward barrier draw to overcome. And 8, Tavasox was a narrow but strong winner last start. I think 6 is a bit of value ahead of 3, 5 and 8.
6 from 3, 5 and 8, and then we go over to the next event, race number 6, the second leg of the quaddy, over the 1450. Here we've got number 1, Omar Rose at $2.30, $2.90 Dame Vassa, Magic Pegasus at $5.50, and then you've got Champanoise, who is at $7.
A race didn't shape up well for Omar Rose last start in a pretty strong race at Caulfield on Boxing Day behind Twitchy Frank. Back to the 58th grade here for the Fillies and Mares with a claim. It's a D-day for Omar Rose. She probably should be winning. I think if there's a danger and maybe insurance in the quaddie, it's 2, Dane Vassar. 7 La Rita, finally got a win at the tap meeting last start, can be competitive for trifectas and first fours, and 3 Exceeder will be a lot better placed if she begins cleanly. 1, 2, 7, 3.
1 from 2, 7, and 3. We go over to race number 7. Here we've got number 1, Radical, 390. Hey Handsome is at 550. Pure Rebel at 440. South Arbor at $3.40. Drysdale Spirit at 9. And you've got Telemarketer, who is a $6 chance.
I think Radical's run a couple of starts ago was good behind Fudge without much luck, and a better run than it looked on paper last start. Another one well graded here, particularly with the claim. One ahead of 6, Telemarketer, who's own luck and won well last start. Will be even fitter with that run under the belt. 4 South Arbors going very well for the relatively new connections and new stable, and 3 Pure Rebels getting fitter and maybe this triple suit. 1, 6, 4, 3.
1 from 6, 4, and 3. Then we go to race number 8 over 1,200 metres, and here you can take out the 4. We've got number 1, Sunday Night Tea at 9, 8.50 for Flaming Bell, 5 for Elysium, then to 7.50 for Raja Ampat, and Star of Man is at 9 with Pick Up the Pieces, who is a $2 favourite.
Probably short enough to pick up the pieces, Nards, but behind Embrace Me last start, just had a pretty tough run in transit. Much better placed here, or much easier competition here. 9 ahead of 6, Raja Ampet, who will be strong late, fitter for one run back from a freshen up. 8, Storm Approach, and 5, Elishim, the other ones I'm including in the multiples that I'm playing. 9, 6, 8, 5.
9 from 6, 8, and 5. What's your best roughy quaddy and player of the day, Warren?
Hoping the price drifts a bit, Nards, but I do think race 3, number 5, Design Rouge, should win today. Value about race 5, number 6, a moving place. For the quaddy, first leg, 3, 5, 6 and 8. Second leg, just numbers 1 and 2. Quaddy, third leg for the quaddy, numbers 1, 3, 4 and 6. And home with numbers 5, 6, 8 and 9. I'm going to play a running double through races 2 and 3. Won't get rich, but I think we'll be collecting with numbers 3 and 8 in the first leg and 5 and 13 in the second.
Very good, Warren. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Nard.
There is Warren Huntley with his preview of the program of racing today from Kyneton. We'll take a short break and then...